You are listening to an encore presentation of We Are Not Journalists from social media prankster Walter Masterson and Maximilian Clark. If you like what you hear, check out future episodes on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon, or wherever you get your audio entertainment.
Maximilian Clark here with a very special episode of We Are Not Journalists here on a different channel. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Check us out. Enjoy the episode.
I'm George Santos, and I'm here with We Are Not Journalists.
Coming up on We Are Not Journalists.
Congressional Republicans made me.
Congressional Republicans said that the only way that you can give me my pills that I need to live is by packing this bottle filled with human shit.
Yeah, and the pills are at the bottom.
Welcome to We Are Not Journalists. I'm Maximilian Clark.
I'm Walter Masterson.
And today on our show, we're going to bum you out with some more Israel-Palestine stuff. It's Confederate History Month.
First, we need to apologize.
Yeah.
We need to admit that we were wrong.
Yeah, I feel like we've been doing that a lot.
So we were wrong. We were wrong.
Yeah, well, for weeks and weeks on this show, we have been diminishing the New York Trump trial. Not that we're... you know, pro-Trump.
No, but I mean, obviously we know how we feel about him, but we felt like, oh, well, this trial is only going to make him look good. It's
right.
like a misdemeanor.
It's hard to explain. It's not going to translate. It's going to perpetuate the witch hunt. It's just like, of all the trials to actually start, this was the one we were least excited about.
Yeah, it's the smallest.
We went so far as to say we wish it wasn't happening first. Mm. And...
we were wrong.
We got it wrong, guys.
We got it wrong.
Because in just one week, it has transformed the national dialogue into a series of on-the-record transcript reads of Facebook memes against Trump. And it has started a dialogue about whether or not Donald Trump shits his pants.
Yeah, I mean...
Stinky Don.
Yeah, we're
and we were wrong. I don't think anyone could have seen that coming. That Trump would spend the entire week just... having his vacation plans ruined while falling asleep and farting. And farting so badly that it disrupts the proceedings.
Yeah,
this is Christmas.
And this is like and it sparked a national conversation as to whether or not he shits his pants on a regular basis.
Yeah. Now, the diaper Don conspiracy theory has existed for years and years and years.
Yeah. And we would hate for our listeners to walk away with the wrong idea of Donald Trump.
Yeah. Like, constantly shitting his pants. Like, obviously, people online have made videos of...
I've never said that he shits himself because he takes so many amphetamines.
Right.
I've never said that.
But it feels like someone did say that.
Yeah. This guy, Noel Kassler,
mm-hmm.
who used to work with him on The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And he said that they called it a shit show because of how often he would fly into a rage and soil himself.
They said one of the crew's name was Wet Wipes.
Yeah, because they would have to clean him up. That he would get frustrated when there'd be a word on the teleprompter that he didn't know, which was frequently, and get so mad he would poop himself like a baby.
He'll also do it in a rage, and this is where it gets really drug-related. He'll start to freak out. You know, one time there was the word arbitrage on a cue card, and he started screaming that the script department was setting him up. You're setting me up.
And honestly, these are rumors. We haven't been able to substantiate. Listen,
we shouldn't. Jury will disregard all of that.
I would love it, though, if the prosecution was just constantly dropping those things in as the trial progresses. Be like, how long have you known President Trump?
I'm 6.5 years.
Great. And in that time, how often would you say he shat his pants?
Objection!
Oh, withdrawn. Withdrawn. Okay. Never mind. The jury will disregard that.
Yeah.
Objection! Like, I would love it if that was the entire trial until that lawyer got disbarred. And then they just...
Let's not spend too much time on Trump shitting his pants.
Don shitting his pants? Yeah, because that's unfair. And you know what? We should actually... But we're not journalists.
Yeah. We're not journalists.
But so you know Michael Cohen.
Let's corroborate this. So I'm going to text Michael Cohen. He went to jail over this. So people talk about, this is just a misdemeanor that Trump's being charged for. Mm-hmm. However, Trump didn't think so because under his administration, when this scandal came out, he forced, or his people behind the scenes forced Michael Cohen to fall on the sword. And, you know, he was under house arrest. And Michael Cohen went from being a very close ally and advisor to Trump to like viciously hating the man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to text him.
Yeah. While you're doing that, I also just love that Trump is constantly going in front of the press and confessing. Just constantly. He's just like, so I paid a porn star. And just like on the steps, it's just like, and they want to make a big deal. Why? Because I did it before the election, so she wouldn't speak. And meanwhile, in the background, his lawyers are just like.
No, in the background, his lawyers are like, this going great.
No, actually, in the background, his lawyers are like, God, it's like an open sewer around here. Who did this? Objection!
Yeah, and then let's not even talk about how he's doxing the judge.
Oh, yeah. Well, so we're recording this on Monday. On Tuesday, so this is before the podcast comes out, maybe we'll throw in an addendum, or maybe you could do your own research.
Yeah.
He's going to have a hearing for his multiple violations of the gag order.
Yeah.
Because they knew what he was like, and they put a formal gag order. You cannot discuss this case on social media. And that day, he was just like, well, you got to hear about the judge's daughter. And I was just like posting all these very specific pieces of information about every aspect of the case nonstop. And so I think there's at least 7 specific violations that they're covering tomorrow.
We probably shouldn't be talking too much about the jury.
Right. Well, I mean, the case is ongoing. Yeah. You're right. So the judge, the jury, like, we don't want to interfere.
Jesse Waters from Fox News.
That's right, because Jesse Waters, our old friend of the show, has dedicated segments of his show to doxing the jury as much as possible. So much so that juror number 2 had to recuse themselves because their family found out who they were based on all the conservative media being like, well, this is what we know. Go get him.
Do you think this guy's a defense juror?
This infographic about the jury that Fox News made, you, the listener, we're all going to take this journey together.
Oh,
okay. And wait, what's that?
Oh, so, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about conservative media on this show.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're wasting a lot of time dissecting dog whistles, which, you know, every time they use an abstract way of talking about like racist or homophobic stuff, we have to go in and be like unpacking it.
Yeah.
And so instead, we just got a little bell. So every time we encounter a dog whistle on the show, we could just give it a little.
That's okay.
Efficient, right?
That okay. Let's do it.
Let's look at the foreman.
Juror number 1. Let's do this. The Irish salesman. Yeah. Okay.
Wait. What is this? 1920?
What is the Irish salesman?
Yeah. Like, what are they trying to convey to their audience? Like, are they going to like pre-industrial racism here?
I know.
Be like, you know, juror number 5 looked Italian.
He looks Italian. I think I trust him a little bit more.
Yeah. No, and it's funny, like, because then they break down, like, where they get the, because this is all the public information. Like, where did you grow up? Where were you born? What do you do for a living? Where do you get your news? This is all they have to go on. And they try to stereotype these people. But yeah. Irish.
Yeah.
Like that, like, I don't know how to stereotype them. And they're trying so hard.
He's a defense juror. This is a juror that's coming to this country. Right. He's looking at this as a land of opportunity and he's trumpeting everything that he believes in. So when I look at this particular juror and that he is also a middle class citizen and the type of position that he has is non-authoritarian, I think this is definitely a defense juror and a very strong one.
OK, a salesman is non-authoritarian. OK,
like old Irish guy, he like moved to Harlem before.
Yeah, like he moved to Harlem because he was Irish. That's how old this guy is. This is my headcanon.
Yeah. All right. Juror number 2.
This nurse scares me if I'm Trump. She's from the Upper East Side, master's degree, not married, no kids, lives with her fiance. Gets her news from the New York Times and CNN.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. So this is the one whose family figured it out because he was just like, lives on the Upper East Side, is an oncology nurse.
Yeah.
And like just like lays out her whole backstory.
And Jesse Waters didn't like her.
No, didn't like him. Spoiler alert, he didn't like basically everyone here. Especially the next one.
Yeah, the pro-DEI lawyer.
Then you got an Asian lawyer.
Yeah.
And he's a corporate guy. His law firm, you go right on it, says DEI all over it.
All Jesse Waters knows about this lawyer is that they're Asian.
And their website for their law firm probably has some like accessibility statement. It's probably like we are an equal opportunity employer.
Yeah.
And Jesse Waters like
something that they're like compelled to put on their site by right. like New York State labor laws. It's like they follow New York State labor laws. Like, damn it.
Then we have Juror 4, who is Puerto Rican, loves this guy. The graphic says the Trump observer, because he says that he is fascinated by Trump.
Puerto Rican, born there, says Trump's fascinating and mysterious, and he has a grandchildren. I mean, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, he's just walking in, just staring at him like, like, what is it behind?
Yeah.
The man behind the mask.
I would like to say that he has never heard of Trump before he literally walked into the courtroom.
God, I'd love to trade places with that guy.
Right? Yeah,
and I'd love to have never heard of Donald Trump.
Look at how he moves. He's like a water buffalo wearing an adult diaper.
We're going to do the... You want to ring the bell for your own voice?
What is that smell?
You can ring the bell on yourself.
Oh, of course not. Why?
Yeah. Juror number 5. Okay, the Charlemagne listener.
That is the weirdest way for someone to say that a juror is black.
That's just you know what? Points for creativity.
Yeah. Or just...
I mean, I actually wouldn't have thought of that. Imagine being in any normal conversation with another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, so my friend...
he's kind of a Charlemagne
he listens to Charlemagne.
Dude, it would be wild if they were talking about Charles the Great. like you know, they're just like working their way through like all the biographies of Charlemagne.
Yeah. Wait. They're like, you know, I have no opinions on the Magna Carta. I mean, But don't get me started on the Fourth Estate.
Black woman in her 20s, doesn't follow the news, knew nothing of any of the Trump charges. She's a teacher, not married, no kids.
Like, and they're a school teacher.
And they're a school teacher. That's
you couldn't mention that they were a school teacher.
No. Hold on. Let's play the clip where Jesse talks about this.
Yeah, what I'm concerned about her, for number one, usually I don't like teachers on the defense side. I usually, you know, those are one of my eliminations.
Why?
But the other part.
Why don't you like teachers?
Because they're usually very opinionated. They're very right and wrong. And I think that's going to be a real problem because I see Donald Trump's jurors being the ones that are in those gray areas, not those black and white authoritarian jurors. More egalitarian. And also, is she going to be influenced by her own community, her own, within the African American
community? When she goes back home in between, yeah.
You know, after being in trial all day, she's going to go back to the blacks and they're going to, you know, be like, hey, you were at Trump today.
It's like they don't even watch Fox News. Don't they know that he has a sneaker?
What a weird thing to say. We're like, you know, they're just going to go back to the blacks at the end of the day. And
can we not say the blacks?
Well, that's what she's saying.
Can we call them by the politically correct term? She's going to go back to the other Charlemagne
listeners. The other Charlemagne listeners. The other...
Anyways, this is what conservative media has been doing with the jury, which I just... is so... illegal feeling. It just feels...
I feel like I could get really far in the jury selection process. Because if they asked me, oh, what do you think about CNN? I would go like, oh, like, ugh.
If they have, yeah, as long as they have no follow-up questions.
Like, they might. I could accidentally, like, get in there, right? I mean, they could just go and say, like, all right, you know, what do you think about CNN, MSNBC, NPR? And I'd be like, oh, like, just neoliberal ass rag.
Yeah, right. But I feel like, if I may, because I have seen the movie Runaway Jury, starring Gene Hackman and John Cusack.
Big shout out to
and Rachel Weisz.
Jay, big shout out to John Cusack. He's been outspoken in support of Palestine. Mm-hmm. So
I saw this movie on an airplane about 3 weeks ago. So I'm pretty much a professional juror selector.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's get you on this jury. I wouldn't say neoliberal because that commits you to a certain set of policies. I think that shit rag,
ass rag, yeah.
So I think ass rag is absolutely the way to go. But you want to stay politically neutral in the other ones. Keep them guessing. Be a man of mystery.
So just sort of like, ugh, gross.
But I actually worry that you would then be caught by the second part, where they go through your social media history and read them out loud for Donald Trump to hear.
Oh, yeah. No, I would. These people all had tweets and they went through all. It went through.
Yes. Them. So Donald Trump is sitting in the courtroom. Meanwhile, they're on in the courthouse on the record saying things like the fat fascist Cheeto president, like right in front of them. They're pulling out Facebook memes from like 10 years ago. That's like, your husband posted this thing about Barack Obama telling Donald Trump that I don't think this is what orange is the new black means. and like serious million-dollar attorneys are going, I'm glad that he falls asleep as a defense mechanism. I'm sure it happens in the Situation Room all the time when they ask if he did any of the reading.
Yeah.
But like, can you just imagine just like being the judge and just slowly reading these out in front of Trump?
God, and reading a lot because in order to actually disqualify a juror, you have to prove
that they can't be neutral. Yeah.
But they managed to find.
Yeah. Like but they've done it. They found 12. They found 12, 13 because they find a new juror.
They found an alternate, but they swing juror. Yeah. So they found. Yeah. But yeah, they did find a school teacher that had just never heard of Trump.
Yeah.
And Jesse Waters was like, I don't know, school teacher. Well, she said, you know, they're more egalitarian.
Yeah. They are authoritarian.
Authoritarian.
They want someone more egalitarian than a school teacher.
All right. Yes.
Someone who like knows what it is to sacrifice for other people.
yeah, not those school teachers.
Yeah, well, I would love to find out what Fox News thinks a school teacher is.
Yeah,
like they've been drinking their own Kool-Aid for so long that I have to imagine that they think it's just like rainbow haired, just like throwing hormone blockers at kids.
Yeah, just like having blow darts. Like, all right, today's lesson is why you should all cut your tits off. You know.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you and I, when we've been to Trump rallies, the most off-camera conversations we've had that have been awful, where they specifically said, do not put me on camera. I'm a school teacher.
Right.
And then we have a conversation with them and we're like, damn, why isn't this on camera? You're awful and you deserve to be on camera. You deserve to be famous.
Like that one lady who got fired who was a teacher who was just like, teachers are the worst thing to ever happen. You're like, you're a teacher.
No, she's like, oh, you sound like you had a public school education. And I was like, you work in a public school. You teach in a public school.
Me? You're a teacher. You teach children.
I do teach children. Is that?
I think
you
it's.
You say that with a little bit of something in your voice.
Well, you're at an anti-vax rally.
I'm not anti-vax. I'm pro-choice.
Clinical trials that scientists.
I guess you went to public school.
Public school?
Did you go to public school?
You teach at a public school.
Yeah, I'm quitting because I can't take it. It's short.
I think that's the right choice.
Yeah, I know
think you're making a really good choice.
I am. Thank you.
She actually stayed.
Oh, did she?
People at that school contacted me and said, like, okay, like, she can't be fired. Like, she just, please. And so I contacted her union rep who was going to handle the, like, you know, her hearing.
Mm-hmm.
The union rep was like, please do nothing. The more you do, the worse it is. We had this long conversation. The end of the conversation, he's like, oh, by the way, please continue to keep doing what you're doing. By the way, no problem with this. And he was like, at the end of it, he was just like, yeah, I'm going to represent her. She's going to be fine. By the way, keep up the good work. Yeah. So moving right along.
In short, this trial is a great time. Must-see TV. Opening statements just started Monday of this week. Definitely follow along.
Oh, hold on.
Wow.
Hold on. Okay. So I texted Michael Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you confirm that Trump shits himself from taking speed?
Ooh, breaking news. Okay.
I mean, that's a very specific question.
Yeah.
Now, bear in mind, Michael Cohen is a part of this trial. Like, so he went to jail for it. He said, I cannot, as I don't know that to be true.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Oh, so.
He's not going to violate the gag order. Because he's worried that it's going to come up during the trial.
Objection!
Okay, so the jury will disregard.
For the public record, the question of does Donald Trump poop himself on the regular, it's undecided. So make up your own mind.
Yeah. So, all right. So thank you.
In the meantime, I guess, God, I'm kind of bummed out. Want to get a quick ad break in?
And yeah, we'll do some capitalism.
Yeah. All right. That always cheers me up. Hey, do you want a little money?
Yay.
Yeah? Do you want a little CPM?
Yeah, you want a little CPM?
Yeah,
yeah, you love that CPM, yeah. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So welcome back to We Are Not Journalists.
The only show that doesn't get Soros funding. But George, if you're listening to
it, I mean, listen, we're open. We're not like against.
No, we
right? I mean, yeah.
I mean, we're doing this for free right now.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to send me an adrenochrome baby, I mean,
yeah.
Oh, you know where I live, obviously.
Yeah, that's not a joke. Congress just reauthorized FISA, which allows for unlimited, unwarranted government surveillance.
They reauthorized it.
Yeah.
That is the story of that recently is hysterically funny because you have Trump who's actually against it.
Well, because
he was against it for the worst reasons. Like, at first I read that he was against it. I was like, huh, like, okay. And then I read why, because he was very explicit why.
I legitimately haven't heard this, but I have a guess.
Yeah.
Is it because government warrantless wiretaps might put him in jail?
I think, yeah, you did it. Yeah.
Yeah, I did it.
He was like, you know what? I want to be able to meet with people from other countries and
have little discussions about like who our CIA agents are.
Yeah. And have about everything. And so,
yeah. So
I want to be able to meet with Chinese, Russian, like
Saudis.
I want them to all come to Mar-a-Lago and I don't want the government, you know, wiretapping them at Mar-a-Lago.
It'd be wild if Donald Trump persuades the GOP to dismantle the Patriot Act.
Like, there was a bunch of Republicans that MAGA Republicans that like all got in line and said, hey, let's do this. And then there were some Democrats that were like, you know what? A win is a win. Okay. You know what? Okay. Sure. They jumped on it. There were a bunch of Democrats who looked up, but they were like, okay, you know what? Okay. You know what? This is for the worst reasons imaginable, but we'll take it. They tried to jump on the train as well. Like
they almost got it. They almost sunk it.
Yeah. So that is on its face. Cause honestly, Trump, you had me for like a few minutes. I had to actually go research this.
Did he have you?
He had me where I was like, wait, what? I was like,
it'd be like if Trump was for universal healthcare when he like found out he needed an operation that could only be cured by universal healthcare. Like that's the only situation where stuff like that would happen.
Yeah. When he got me for a few minutes and I was like, well, huh? What?
Well, and this is only the first of a series of hard hitting takes on national headlines. I'm not sure if you heard about the impending World War III shenanigans between Israel and Iran.
Okay. So, It's easier. We're going to visualize it for you. All right. So, okay. So, I'm Israel and you're Iran.
Okay. Dude, what the hell?
Okay. Yeah. I just did that. What are you going to do about it?
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously don't throw things at me. Here, take this back. Ready?
Ow, 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 ow. Okay. You know what? This is it. This is it. You've crossed a boundary.
You threw it at me.
I'm going to throw about 100 of these at you right now because, you know what, you cannot, you know, this is it. You know, you can't just throw things at me like this.
I gave you so much warning.
Oh, you gave me warning?
Yeah.
All right. You're an anti-Semite. You're an anti-Semite. Here.
And that's it. That's basically all of Israel, Iran. You forgot the bit where as you're throwing it, you have to tell the U.S. that you're going to do it.
Okay, yeah. But I think everyone gets it.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good explanation of the thing with Iran and Israel right now.
So, obviously, I'm happy to engage in these little scenarios and, like, you know, participate in these critiques on Israel. But as a Jewish person, I kind of feel like when you do these anti-Israel segments, I don't really feel safe.
Mm.
You know, I just feel like I'm in danger of learning bad things about Israel.
Oh my God. I didn't think about that. I'm sorry.
You know, if I was a Google employee or a college student, I would want you arrested or expelled over this. So I could feel safe.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what is happening in college campuses.
Oh, really? See, I'm only into big-bootied MILFs, so I don't really Google college students anymore.
Understandable. So there's been a string of protests at, you know, Harvard, Yale, you know, Columbia had an encampment that made national news this weekend. And, you know, as a result, you know, the cops went in, busted it up. You know, there were students at Columbia that have been expelled. And as a result, there have been solidarity protests, you know, at Yale and Harvard, and the NYU did a solidarity encampment this morning.
And so there's been a domino effect. And I imagine that the headlines around this is that it's making people like me feel very unsafe.
Yeah.
What are they saying at these protests?
You know, it's just, you know, genocide, bad.
Right? Sure. Do you want to guess demonetized?
Even USC. USC is the most absurd example. They canceled their valedictorian speech because she, you know, on social media declared, you know, to be pro-Palestine.
Mm-hmm. And there, so not and because her speech was explicitly pro-Palestine, but just because it might be pro-Palestine?
Because she might say things. So not only did they cancel her, no one's speaking at all.
At USC.
Like, and a
That is a huge graduation.
At a graduation. They're like, you know what? How about no one speaks? Because someone might just say killing children is bad.
Well, they also, they had, was it John Chu, the director of Crazy Rich Asians, and Billie Jean King, the Battle of the Sexes, like tennis player, were both supposed to speak there. And they canceled the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because someone might say, yeah, Palestinians shouldn't be murdered.
Yeah. Someone, they're like, you know, one of you is going to say it and, you know, we're, you know, how about we just cancel everything?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, so
this is a huge attack on the First Amendment. They're trying to make protesting illegal.
All right. But look, so you're saying that the left, the center left, the center, whatever, yeah, neoliberalism is canceling these people, that they're being silenced.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're so worried. Like, I don't know if you know anything about being canceled by the left, but these people are going to have a network show by next week. I mean, whoever this USC valedictorian is, I mean, I'm sure she's an OAN correspondent by...
Yeah, or
whatever the left.
Daily Wire. Yeah.
Sure, or something. Or whatever the left is. Jacobin, whatever.
Actually, no, that's only for the awful alt-right people that get canceled. See, when the left gets canceled, they don't get a show on the Daily Wire. They don't do a tour with Turning Point. They don't get to do a college tour with Turning Point.
Wait, so you're saying that if I say something like, the Jews are puppeteering a race of lizard people to eat your babies and Hail Hydra,
and that's why you stopped competing in sports.
Sports, right.
So college sports.
So then I get a show.
Yes. You get a tour with Turning Point.
But if I say something boring like don't kill children or save the planet or something like that.
Cancel culture. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I fell asleep.
I said two sentences.
What were you saying?
Well, I was saying that the Earth is warming because of human
activity. Oh, you're putting me to sleep again. Okay. Nope. Okay.
You know what? The free market has decided, and I guess they're right. You know, and I don't agree with it. And I think that we just have to do what we can to use our platform responsibly, right, to create a fair and egalitarian structure. And don't forget to join us next week, where we're going to be interviewing New York Times bestselling author Charlie Kirk about his new book, Free Market for Little Hands, Why Children Should Return to the Coal Mines.
Fantastic book.
Yeah. You know, I can't believe they tried to cancel him.
Yeah.
Why? Because he said this?
Thought crime? Like,
no,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No, we're not playing that clip.
If I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's cool again.
Well, now I have a fun twist. You ready?
Oh, my God.
See? Because he was being racist.
Because you didn't have the bowel.
I didn't have the bowel. Oh, my goodness. Sense. And I'm not just throwing dirt at the alt-right when I talk about them wanting children to do hard manual labor. Like, this isn't something I made up.
Yeah.
Recently this week, Louisiana has gotten a bill out of committee and put it to the floor that will repeal a law that mandates lunch breaks for children doing work.
Was it water breaks? It's lunch breaks.
Lunch breaks. Okay. Louisiana has been too soft on children who say that, like, in an 8-hour day, they need a lunch break. So this bill gets rid of that, and it also cuts unemployment.
It's about time. It's about time someone got these lazy kids, you know, and their lunch breaks.
Like, it just feels so conspicuously evil that I don't understand how any poll puts the parties close to each other. Children.
I mean, is there like an issue that conservatives are on like the right side of here?
Well, speaking of, it's April, and you know what that means.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Confederate History Month.
Now, this is not a national observance. In fact, it's isolated just to Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi.
Look, I'm not going to explain why the Confederacy is stupid and you're racist if you believe in it. I understand that there are some schools throughout the South that teach the War of Northern Aggression, and there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah.
And I'm tired. Because what?
You can Google.
Read a book.
Google how every single state had their own articles of secession where they explicitly outlined slavery. Google the Cornerstone Speech.
Right. It's like, it's slavery, also, slavery, slavery. But you know what? Let's just save time.
Okay, yeah. Here's an excuse to play this iconic video from Christopher Justice.
Yeah, 2015, yeah. 2016. Something
send
like
this video to your uncle.
Right. If you are tired of having these debates with your racist family members, let this literal child explain this to you
like you're a child to another child, by a child, by children, for children. You get it.
Say child one more time.
Child. This is a video from high school, SM East Harbinger, and this student is Christopher Justice.
Yeah, and this is from 8 years ago.
Yeah, you've heard this video before, but just...
Do me a favor.
Just inject this... Max, just do me a favor. Just inject this video into my veins, please.
All right. So this is a debate that they're having in class talking about the Confederate flag.
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you feel that the Confederate flag should be allowed to be worn or flown publicly, specifically like at a school like East?
You do have a right to fly it. I do not think it should be flown on public property, like in front of a state house. You can also fly it at protests. But you mentioned misconceptions. There are no misconceptions about that flag. The flag that we see today is not actually the Confederate flag. The Confederate flag is similar to that of the United States. It has a blue upper right-hand corner with 7 stars in a circle, 2 red stripes, and in the middle a white stripe. The flag we see today is an interpretation of a Confederate battle flag. And the interpretation went up in the 1960s, around the time the Civil Rights Movement started. And to the point where it's not racially motivated, then how come it's a symbol for so many groups like the KKK and the National Socialist Movement, who, as you all probably know, have white supremacist and neo-Nazi ideologies? Also, I find it ironic that people claim to be patriots when they fly that flag. The Confederates stabbed the Union in the back. They shot first, they murdered 500,000 American soldiers, and they argued that it was because of states' rights. I ask, states' rights to do what? What were we considering getting rid of at the time? Not guns, we weren't trying to raise taxes, it was slavery. We were trying to stop the expansion of slavery to the West. The Southern aristocracy panicked and left the Union. They said, we are not Americans, we are from the South, so we're starting our own country. And then they proceeded to launch numerous terrorist attacks against the Union, shooting at Fort Sumter, murdering 200 people in Lawrence, Kansas.
So, love it or leave it. And Confederates decided that they do not love America.
Well, Max, you know that the Democrats, you know, they started the KKK and, you know,
and the Confederacy, right?
And the Confederacy.
That's why you see so many Confederate flags at Biden rallies.
Right, right. Yes.
Yeah. The thing that bugs me about all this is the whole heritage, not hate. If you have a strong Southern heritage, why not celebrate good things about the South? Like, why are you so fixated on these 4 terrible years where you're defending the institution of slavery? What about Dolly Parton? Why not build statues to Mark Twain? Yeah. Why does it always have to be Robert E. Lee? I'll tell you why. Because it's fucking racist.
Yes. Hot take.
Yeah.
Hot take. Robert E. Lee was racist.
But he was a good, you know, patriot. He just he didn't love slavery, but he loved his people. Yeah.
That, you know what, that, you know, that shouldn't be a hot take. You want to know another really hot take? We're going to get into a real scorching hot take there. Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, the InfoWars Alex Jones?
Alex Jones, InfoWars.
I don't want to hear an Alex Jones. This is Alex the guy who Jones, said that Sandy Hook was frogs. Yeah,
dead children are not really frogs. Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. He went out on a limb. So last week, Alex Jones took a real risk. Mm-hmm. And he said, Hitler is bad.
What? Adolf Hitler?
Adolf Hitler, bad.
Is bad?
Yeah.
Alex Jones said that.
Yeah, just for the reasons that all of us agree that Hitler was bad.
Oh, well, that's a pretty reasonable take.
Yeah.
So, wait, no, this is about how conservatives are on the wrong side of things. That's the right side. That's the right side.
Okay, yeah.
If you're debating. Yeah.
However, the response to him... So, normally, you should... You know, normally people say Hitler...
Wait, where did he say this?
He said this on Twitter. Okay, right.
So no.
He got ratioed saying Hitler is bad.
Well, I imagine his crowd especially is filled with people that, okay, what did they say?
Okay, let's read this out.
So someone on X tweeted Hitler's birthday on 24, so he's European, collection thread. He's just like, happy birthday to Adolf Hitler. And Alex Jones replied, happy birthday to the man who got 24 million Germans killed. Hitler also launched a war that killed another 80 million people. Just because our rulers are evil does not mean Hitler was good. Fuck Adolf Hitler, which is the most I've ever agreed with sequential Alex Jones sentences in my life.
there wasn't like, oh, some of it. Okay, and here's the response. The response. Let's Steve Stevenson, or Average Steve S., pretty sure even mainstream historians agree that he did everything he could to avoid World War II.
Followed by a picture of Churchill that says, you're thinking of this guy.
Yeah. And here's some whataboutism. Can you tell us how you feel about the Bolsheviks? Who were they? Mic drop.
There's Alex Jones back to shilling for, this is just a juice box. Oh, juice. Got it.
Oh, yep. Okay.
I had bad feelings about you, and this confirms it.
That confirmed it. That confirmed it.
He owes the people of Sandy Hook so much money because he went in specifically and said to people who had lost their children
that
you are an actor and got people to harass them.
And then someone else comes with a gotcha saying, oh, 24 peace proposals means starting a world war. That's crazy.
Actually, Ian Malcolm, 84, says, hey, Alex, how is your first wife and children? They're Jewish, aren't they? That's not even a bell. That's just,
how is that a gotcha?
He's just saying it. It's a gotcha because when he says Jewish, he says it with a hard J.
No, but I'm like, to them, it's a gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. I'm done. I am deleting my Twitter. And I'm not like you, but I still have, 10,000 followers. And... I can't anymore. No, I have to confirm my password, which I haven't had to type.
Deleted your account.
I did. And I don't feel the least bit bad about it because I don't want to be a statistic that he gets to prop up to shareholders saying, like, what a good job he's done.
Oh, wow.
Because.
Okay. Yeah. So for any of you that were following Max on Twitter, now you can just follow him on YouTube,
Instagram, TikTok.
Actually, well, you know what? Not TikTok.
TikTok.
Because. I'm so angry about this. They just voted to ban it. Congress voted to ban it, and they wrapped up the bill in funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
Yeah.
So when the Senate votes on it, I mean, they could vote against it, but you'd also be voting against aid for Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get backwards too, because for a lot of Senate Democrats, because this bill was very similar to the Senate version and it passed the House, which, like, I don't know if you followed the news at all or watch our show ever, but what's going on in the House is chaos. The fact that they were able to get Ukraine funding out of that, like, mosh pit of Putin supporters is incredible. But the way they did that is they packaged it together with the TikTok ban and Israel funding.
Israel, Taiwan, they passed it all together.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like this is just one of those sad situations of how the sausage works.
So Max and I had a long 30-minute conversation about... So we just recorded... Okay. So Max and I just recorded a 30-minute conversation where we explained the bill that bans TikTok and sends money to Israel and Ukraine and Taiwan. It made us really depressed.
It was a good conversation. We had a big thing about
it. But it depressed us and we thought it might like bring everyone down. So
yeah, it was extremely depressing. It was good. It was just...
So we're going to do another, you know, visual metaphor. All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, Walter. Before we do that, do you have my pills?
Oh, your pill? These?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I need those. I have a condition that causes my kidneys to dissolve if I don't take a pill every day at 5 p.m. And we're going to...
All right. Cool. Cool.
Pretty close. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus. Walter, this is filled with human shit.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. And?
Well, not to sound ungrateful, but why?
Congressional Republicans made me.
Congressional Republicans said that the only way that you can give me my pills that I need to live is by packing this bottle filled with human shit.
Yeah, and the pills are at the bottom. Just, you know, got to get the shit out first.
I do see that. See, the thing is, I need these pills.
Yeah.
So even though this is filled with shit, I still have to...
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. So you got to just reach your fingers in there and just get it out.
Oh, God.
Don't do it now. We want this video to get
banned. Where did you even get fresh human shit from?
I usually take amphetamines and shit myself.
Oh, like every, because of your long history of amphetamine use, you just shit your pants?
Yeah, you know, kind of like, not unlike like, Donald Trump, like not like him at all.
Well, yeah, because if there's one thing we know about Donald Trump, it's that
he never shits his pants ever. Yeah, and that basically, that sums it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Johnson, Speaker of the House, the congressional Republicans, said, hey, you want some of that Ukraine aid? We're going to wrap it up in aid for Israel, aid for Ukraine, aid for Taiwan, and a TikTok ban, all in one.
Which is how, coincidentally, you get Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC voting against it, which...
Yeah, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, AOC, Gosar, Squad.
It was a real mixed bag.
They're all staring at each other like, why are we here? For different reasons, but hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah, they're not agreeing with each other.
Yeah,
it's
going to go to the Senate.
It's going to pass. It's basically
it's going to be passed.
It's the same bill. You don't pass anything with this Republican majority in the House without a little bit of shit. And let's be real, there's plenty of neoliberal Democrats who are happy to...
Yeah.
Supply it.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Well, I'm feeling good. But just to give you a sense of how long and depressing our conversation about the bill was, here's our unedited version of our Ted Cruz call from immediately afterwards.
Yeah, so there's a big bill headed your way, funding for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and bans TikTok. And, you're going to have a fun week. You're going to have a great week. My week just is shot at this point. Max?
Yeah, whatever you do, I'm not going to be happy no matter what you do at this point.
Yeah, and go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
All right.
Whew. Yeah. So
ending this, we're gonna end this show on a somber note.
Yeah. Hmm.
Democracy dies in darkness. TikTok.
Whew. Anyways, I'm glad we did it this way, and trust me, you are too. From all of us here, yeah. We are not
journalists. You don't need to see the 30-minute thing. It's, yeah. It was depressing. It's awful. The TikTok ban, you know.
Yeah.
Eat it. Anyway. Eat that. Eat that. Yeah.
Anyways, from We Are Not Journalists, I'm Maximilian Clark.
I'm Walter Masterson.
Have a shitty day.
Yeah.
And never shit your pants.
There you go, kids. And we're done.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.